Garda Mamuni explains beforehand that he would not associate with the girl Vijaya for the whole duration of his life. He would simply associate with her until she had a child. In other words, sex life should be utilized only to produce the next child, not for any other purpose. Human life is especially meant for complete devotion to the service of the Lord. That is the philosophy of Lord Caitanya. After fulfilling his responsibility to produce the next child, one should take sannyasa and engage in the perfectional Paramahansa stage. Paramahansa refers to the most highly elevated perfectional stage of life. There are four stages within sannyasa life, and Paramahansa is the highest order. The Srimad Bhagavatam is called Paramahansa Samhita, the treatise for the highest class of human beings. The Paramahansa is free from envy. In other stages, even in the householder stage of life, there is competition and envy. But since the activities of the human being in the Paramahansa stage are completely engaged in Krishna consciousness or devotional service, there is no scope for envy. In the same order as Kardama Muni, about 100 years ago, Thakur Bhaktivinoda also wanted to beget a child who could preach the philosophy and teaching of Lord Chaitanya to the fullest extent. By his prayers to the Lord, he had as his child Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, who at the present moment is preaching the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world through his bona fide disciples.
How good of a guy is my partner? He didn't know how to do that. That from the sentry person to come. They will not drop from the sky. So, everything is required. In our society, we have householders, we have military, we have sannyasi, everything is required. So, this consciousness movement, very scientific movement, for the total benefit of the human society, if it is properly carried out, then everyone will be satisfied and happy and go back home, back to God.